I was ready. All right, who's hosting?
I thought you were going to.
Okay. All right. Well, I need your fun little phone. Okay, thank you. Okay. I don't have my second monitor here. It's so hard. All right.
Mean, my other phone is kind of like a monitor there. This one's so ginormous.
It is. For the world to see.
Lance.
Look at this.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh, I didn't know what y'all were talking about. I was just like, excuse me.
Oh my goodness, Mikey is listening.
I know I'm
Okay.
listening.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
This is Slashers, your new favorite podcast about your new favorite or old favorite horror media. My name is Aid, and with me today, as always, is my boo-boo Mikey.
Hi.
Michael.
Yes, I'm texting. Hang on.
Do you want me to start over?
No. I know what you say every damn episode. I'm just texting while you do your thing. I said hi. Special guest Lance. Welcome, Lance.
Or appreciate how you said hello.
Oh, hi.
Thank you. Oh yeah. I can't look at his pattern.
I mean,
he's got a special pattern.
That's it.
Okay.
Isn't that special?
I don't know. I didn't know if that was like important to you or not. Oh my god. Okay. So yes, we have Lance with us back again today.
Back again.
Back again. I know. We're very excited. Thank you, Lance, for joining us because otherwise, it would have just been Mikey and me, and for some reason...
Ew, gross. No one wants to see this clam bump happening, am I right?
Oh, my goodness.
We need a nice, wobbly sea cucumber in between us.
I'm assuming it's right?
Yes, you would be the sea cucumber, Slam. Thank you. Anyway, so this is our second episode of Mother's Day Mayhem. And Mikey, that was such a good thing that you called it when you did your description, because I never thought of that. And so I'm really happy that you did that. So I just want to thank you for your creativity this month. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm real creative. I have great ideas, and it's just Mother's Mayhem. It's not.
Mother's
mayhem. Day Mayhem.
That's but Mother's what... Day is more fun. No? Okay, whatever. Anyway, so Mother's Mayhem here on Slashers Podcast, where we talk about films with either killer mothers or like something like a horror film with like a very strong, like motherly presence, right? Which is today's episode on Cocaine Bear. But before we get into Cocaine Bear, Mikey, would you like to? Well, I feel like we already talked about all of our new horror media, but is there anything that you watched or you? Oh, what's that slow and hard movie you were talking about?
Yes, Mikey, what is the slow and hard movie?
I'm not familiar with those terms, but.
He's a Christian boy. What are you doing?
My bad. I am so sorry.
Yeah. Get out of here with your neck tattoos and your ponytail, you Satan soldier.
I'm every 80s movie Satan.
Yep. I saw, actually, I have to look at, is it called Soft and Quiet? Yeah, Soft and Quiet. Bitch, let me tell you what happened. I was just laying in bed minding my own business, and I was actually ready for bed, and I was going through Facebook, and someone posted, there's a movie on Netflix called Soft and Quiet. Don't read anything about it. Just watch it. It's really fucked up. And I was like, okay, you don't have to tell me anything else. And so I put it on and I was texting Austin at the same time. And I told Austin, I was like, have you seen this? Because, you know, Austin usually sees everything. It's like, no. And I was like, well, they told me this, so I'm going to watch it. And he's like, cool, I'll watch it too.
Did you watch together?
Well, no, because I passed out.
So it was really...
It was, yeah, like, when I'm tired, bitch, I'm like the bear when it comes off of cocaine. I'm just like, only a matter of seconds before I pass out. I think if you don't know anything about this movie, you should watch it. But it's such a double-edged sword, because also I'd feel bad if someone that's easily triggered by some of these things watches it and like it fucks them up. Because they weren't kidding. Like, it's like a snowball. Like at first you're like, this is weird. And then something else happens and you're like, oh, that's also weird. And then about the middle to the end, you're like, your face is just like, oh shit. Like, it is It's not supernatural. It's not like a monster. It's not even technically like, I mean, like, it's like real life horror stuff, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a horror movie. But if you are sensitive to certain things going on in this country, maybe don't watch it. I would say I usually don't like giving trigger warnings because my thing is like, it's horror. You should, you know, expect to be horrified. But this is like trigger warning for racism and a scene of sexual assault that is pretty intense.
Would you say a landmine of things?
Why would I say that, Lance?
Not at all. I'm just saying landmine.
Is this a straight guy term?
Oh no, like a landmine. You know, like when you don't really expect that it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just... it's really fucked up. And I'm excited for someone to say, I don't want to watch, just tell me what happened. And then I will tell them everything that happened.
Okay. Well, I watched Heart. What did Doug call it?
Oh, like moist and squishy moist or something. And meaty. Something like, you know, Doug always has a take it.
I was trying to be cute. I'm like, well, I like it fast and hard or something. And then yeah. Of course Doug has to one up me and say something absolutely disgusting. So that's where we are. This is what we talk about all day here on Slasher's Podcast, everyone. So hope you enjoy it. Behind the scenes moment.
Yeah, Doug, the creator of Trash Juice. likes to take it one step further.
Well, I actually watched Trash Juice and it was funny because like I don't think I've still seen it the whole way through
without passing out,
without sleeping. Well, I'm sorry, I was tired.
My favorite moment was like she goes, you watched the whole thing? And I'm like yeah, because you said to watch it. Like
I don't think you listen to me.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Regardless of what's going on, I'm like going, all right, let's see where this is going.
Yeah, like, no, I not to review Trash Juice again, but it was the second movie we saw in a double feature. And so I'm not really good at like watching movies back to back, but I stayed awake for the whole thing. And I, you know, wasn't really bored. So like it is gross and it is low budget. I know some people are like, I can't stand if it doesn't look like it's an A24 movie or a Marvel movie. They're not going to like it, but story-wise, it keeps your attention.
Yeah, it was to me, it was like a weird Tromaville / Tales of the Crypt type vibe.
Yeah.
About a city. Like, I mean, honestly, it was like, that's why I was still like, kind of, oh, okay, I get where he was going. And then like the meeting points weirdly at that one trash little depot area.
The trash park.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I just want, okay, you know, for everyone listening, I didn't fall asleep because I was bored. I fell asleep because I had literally 3 hours of sleep and I had been drinking all day with all these assholes. And yes. It was way past my bedtime. It was like 12 o'clock in California, which is 3 o'clock in my time.
West Coast time and compared to East Coast time.
I go to bed at 7:30. So you guys knew, one of you called it. I think you guys were taking bets at some point, knowing I'd pass out. And I hit the fucking wall. So it's okay. Just like Trash Juice.
The wall, the chair arm. She hit something.
I don't know.
It was fun. But we also saw a whole movie before we saw that one. So understood, Aid, you are, you know, what is it called? I don't remember. I haven't been in confession. Absolved. There you go.
Thank you. Oh. I've
a lot of Hail Marys going on around here. Catholic Hail
Mary. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how you get away with things nowadays.
I know.
You just confess your sins. Yeah. You do something bad again.
Well, speaking of Hail Marys, I still have a little guilty Catholic in me because when I went to California with Doug, we went to Dark Delicacies, which is a place that always has, it's like a horror bookstore, but they have movies and everything. And they always bring authors in to come present on their books. They bring filmmakers, actors to like come present on their stuff. And when we got there, there was a display for The Pope's Exorcist. And they're like, here, take one. It's they're advertising the movie. I forget what it's called. And it was a little bag and it had a rosary in it and said promo for Pope's Exorcist. And it had like a little booklet in there with how to use a rosary, or whatever. I was like, oh, thanks. And I have it. I have it with me. And I'm like, I can't throw this away.
I know.
That's disrespectful.
I have so many rosaries like hidden away in my closet because I'm like, well, just in case, I'm not going to throw it away.
I know. I actually confirmed with one of I confirmed with my Catholic friends, you only can't throw away stuff that's been blessed. Everything else is.
You randomly give away to other people. That's what I do.
Yeah. There you go.
Like my first communion, so maybe they're blessed. I don't know. Who the hell knows? Whatever. Obviously, the communion didn't take, so here we are. So anything else that we want to talk about before we move through? I don't think I saw anything special. since we spoke last, because no. I'm still pissed off about Evil Dead. So I think we're gonna leave that to die. Yeah. So I know it sucks. Actually, no, it doesn't suck. Although I'm really tired of all these little letterboxed assholes with their fucking 4 out of 5 fucking stars. Like, what did you like about it? What? Besides the shit.
I have no idea why people like it so much.
I hope it's really the CGI.
So Lance has decided to leave us early today, folks. I'm just kidding.
Lance has said his last word.
How'd you get under two hosts? Like, just tell you what they hated most about the movie.
I'm sure if to Mikey you could do no wrong, so it's fine.
Love you, Mikey.
Aw, Illy. But to clarify, because I know Lance didn't hear the episode, I didn't hate it, but the CGI was the most ridiculous thing ever to be in an Evil Dead movie.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. And so for those of you saying that it's good, are you really an Evil Dead fan? Did I say it? Am I going to get canceled? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Not happen. Me. Never.
It's like saying you like one of the prequels of Star Wars.
Oh, speaking of a guy, the Han Solo guy is actually in Cocaine Bear.
Look at that segue.
Good for you, Lance, and you didn't even try. Okay.
So, Han Solo.
Yeah, Alden Ehrenreich, who plays Eddie in Cocaine Bear, is actually Han Solo in the Solo movie. Did you see that yet?
Oh, I don't watch the Star Wars movies because I haven't seen any of them, so there's no point in me watching it.
Well, now we're definitely getting canceled.
Mikey is the unicorn of Star Wars.
I think Jake actually likes that one, though. Does Jake like that one?
What's
no, he likes Rogue One. He likes, no, well, we were talking about the newer prequels and all of that jazz or whatever. But, I mean, Solo is fine. I don't really remember what happens, but I remember that Woody Harrelson's in it, so that was fun.
Well, that's cute.
Oh, yeah, isn't he?
That's cute. Mm. He's, you know what? He's still cute. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He could fuck my shit up, Lance.
Woody Harrelson?
I mean, he'd be high doing his thing.
Anyway.
Give you some Zombieland loving.
Well, I mean, clearly not Alden Ehrenreich, because, I mean, he's not bad looking, but he was in Beautiful Creatures, which I do like. And I showed that to the kids at the end of the year because it's actually based on a book, but it never came, like, it was supposed to be like a whole series of movies, like, you know, Mockingjay and all of that. And it never came to be. And
oh, I did see that.
You've never seen?
No, I've seen it. I'm just wondering why you showed it in Florida, because you obviously want to lose your job with this LGBT thematic elements happening on that film.
Well, I do wear my say gay button, so I'm just waiting for the school board to come shut my shit down. I can't work anymore, sorry. Anyway, he's in this film, and actually, so we wanted to do Cocaine Bear because there are a lot of motherly elements in it, because Mikey even mentioned that the bear is a mom in the movie.
Spoiler alert,
she has two cubs. Oh,
I know, they're baby so cute. Bears.
The saddest part of the movie, actually.
I repressed it because I was like, you know what? I still haven't seen, I don't remember what happens at the end. And then we rewatched it and I was like, oh, this is why I repressed it, because it's actually really sad. But anyways, nobody dies. Oh, wait, we're cutting that out. Starting that over.
What do you mean nobody dies? Quite a bit of people die.
Bears. I don't even talk about the people.
Oh, yeah. The bears. I know that I was. Well, okay. Well, we'll pretend that we're resuming the recording at this point. There is multi layers of motherhood in this movie. The bear's a mom, which I kind of knew something was going to take place, because when you first see the bear in the beginning when she's scratching her back, it's very obvious because the bear is CGI. It's almost like it came out of the Evil Dead universe. So the bear clearly has nipples, and I've never seen bear nipples before. And so I saw that and I was like, that was a...
I don't think I even saw the nipple scenario.
Yeah, it was a very purposeful thing to have the nipples on the bear. And so in my head, I was like, this is probably going to come into play later. Oh my goodness. Lance.
What? A Christian podcast.
Yeah, Mikey looks so offended over there.
Don't you offend my good man. Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
I I think Batman's nipples are hot in that costume. I'm not going to lie. But the bear's nipples, however, were not hot. Also, interesting choice to go with a brown bear instead of a grizzly bear, even though I'm pretty sure, not a brown bear, a black bear.
Yeah,
even though I think, so obviously this is based off of true story, but this extent of the true story is they dropped cocaine from the sky and a bear got a hold of it, went on a coke binge. I don't think he even killed anybody. And then
it died like immediately, I think.
And they found him 3 months after, later. So I don't know when it died.
But he's stuffed. He or she is stuffed and on display somewhere. I don't
in
think
Lexington, Kentucky, if you all want to go see.
Yeah. If you want to go see the celebrity.
Kentucky Derby's this weekend. Yay. Bring your fascinator. Go see the cocaine bear.
Ironically, I watched the fucking true story about the actual bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they have it on
it's on Netflix.
I think it's actually on Plus, whatever.
Disney?
Peacock?
Paramount Plus. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Because the movie, you can watch Cocaine Bear on Peacock. So I would think that they accompany.
Oh, maybe it is then. You may be right. I know it's whatever the same one that the movie is showing on.
Yeah, which is Peacock. Yeah, because I saw it earlier today. The bear didn't attack anybody, right? It just kind of went on a binger and died.
Yeah, just died. Like, I mean, obviously. And that's the thing is that it ingested, from what I read, it ingested 75 pounds.
Jesus.
Poor bear.
Could you imagine? Could somebody get through 75 pounds of cocaine in their lifetime? I don't even know.
I was impressed with the fact that those two little kids ate as much as they did.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And didn't die.
That's what makes it fiction.
So the little... Yeah. The little girl didn't actually eat it. She put it in her mouth and then she spit it out. Because
yeah, but if it gets in your gum.
The boy definitely, like, ate it. Like, the weird candy that you have with a sugar stick.
Well, remember, his dad was a druggie, so he probably has immunity to it.
The crack baby, of course he does.
He's a drug immune.
But it was funny, because when that part came out, so, you know, if people don't know, the movie's about a drug... I was going to say a drug company...
I mean, it is technically
Johnson and Johnson. No, these drug lords are flying over and they drop cocaine in a specific part of the park, and I guess distributors know where to find it and get the cocaine, whatever. The guy in the airplane is really feeling himself, which we've all been there. We're listening to a good song. You might have had a couple of drinks, couple of bums, shot up a couple of, but anyways,
eyebrows on point.
Yeah. So when he goes to jump out the airplane, his dumbass hits his head on the side and knocks out. And so the bear gets a hold of the cocaine, becomes addicted to the cocaine, and goes on a rampage, killing people for the cocaine. So
we're calling it the cocaine.
The cocaine.
I love the cocaine. Hello, cocaine. I love you so much, cocaine. You're my favorite.
So the funny part in the theater was when the kids find it and the kids are like, oh, I know how to do this. Like, oh, yeah, show me. The little girl takes like the knife and takes a very large amount of cocaine that she's getting ready to bite. And it's funny because I looked at Adam because I saw it in the theater and I also saw it again today. But when it happened in the theater, you could hear people be like, ugh. And I look at I looked at Adam and I was like, well, you can tell who's done coke in this room.
The Harik in their face are like going,
yeah.
Don't eat it.
Because you can get that much up your nose. I don't think so. Right?
I guess
depending on.
I mean, ask Scarface. He hit pounds of that fucker.
Well, one time. I mean, one time. I don't know how to do that. I've never.
Mm-hmm. I've told y'all the story about me, right? And why I've never done cocaine.
Ever?
No.
Oh, why?
Because when I was in high school, my friend, this is warning, do not do as I did. This is my legal disclaimer. This is not an example you need to follow.
Yeah, kids, there's fentanyl on coke nowadays. Don't do it.
This podcast is meant for 18 years and older. But when I was in high school, below the age of 18, I had crazy friends, and I was walking down the hallway to like my last period, and my friend was like, oh my God, snort this with me. And I was like, what is it? And it was like a crushed up pill. I don't know what it was. And I snorted it. in the hallway of school. And so
Michael.
I know.
Wow.
Santiago would be so disappointed.
We got super government name on you right there.
In Texas, in God's fearing state, I did that. So I thought I was dying. I know. I thought I was dying, but I could have just been having a panic attack. And I was like, I'm going to die. I have no idea what I just snorted. And my heart's racing. I'm feeling lightheaded. I'm nauseous. So I went to the nurse and I was like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Can I lay down? And she was like, sure. So I laid down. And as I laid there, I was like, okay, dear God, if I don't die, I will never snort anything again in my life.
Oh.
And so God said, okay.
That's like the deepest kind of drug, not going to do it ever again, I've ever heard in my life. Right there.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I lived and I've never snorted anything since.
Oh, boo-boo. I'm so glad you're with us today. Thank you. That's our, ladies and gentlemen, our DARE spokesperson, Mikey Manshaw here, Horror and a Half Show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my drug don't do drug shirt. I should have worn that instead of Nightbreed.
Okay, well, I know we did an episode of Nightbreed, so that would have worked, but not today. Yeah, anyway,
I know, behind.
I know, I said behind. I know who invited him. Anyway, so when we talk about Cocaine Bear, it just came out, and I think that honestly, I was most excited about this film when I heard that Elizabeth Banks was behind it. Like, I mean, I thought it looked good. Like, it looked funny. And then when I heard Elizabeth Banks was behind it, I absolutely adore her. I think she's amazing. She's got a great body, by the way. Oh, my God. And she looks fabulous even now. And, you know, people who know her now, like, the kids know her because the kids were talking about it. And they know her as Effie Heffernan or whatever from Effie, what, Trinket?
I don't know. I don't read the books or watch the movies, but the Mocking
and Hunger Games series, I've read all of the books and I still haven't watched the last Mockingjay. Well, I don't.
Oh, the girl from Pitch Perfect you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
She's the one that made Pitch Perfect.
Elizabeth Banks made Pitch Perfect.
She directed Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Look at that. Some extra random information.
Because when I saw the commercial, I wasn't like super excited about it. And then I was like, Elizabeth Banks is doing it. And I was like, who knows? Because she did Pitch Perfect 3, which was like, okay. And then she directed Charlie's Angels, which I didn't see, but everybody else, you know, was like, it's shit. Don't see it. But I feel like she did something else that was...
Oh, I didn't realize she did other things. Yeah, I didn't watch the Charlie's Angels because I can't stand what's her face.
Wait, which number of Charlie's Angels?
It's the one with...
the remake.
Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Oh, you watched it?
You know.
Oh, well.
It's Charlie's Angels.
Lance Lepton, watched it.
I mean, very in tune.
New favorite. and so... Yeah, I mean, I think, okay, that's fine. I get it. I like her just in everything that she does. And my favorite thing that she's in is Zach and Mary Make a Porno. But yeah. She's so funny. Like, everything she does, she's, like, really funny.
I love her in Crank.
Crank?
One.
Okay, yeah. And then, she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin was when we first see her, right? And she's, like, the sexy girl at the video store.
Oh, the bike girl? Yeah. Library bike girl,
right? Wasn't she at the video or was it the library?
Yeah, she was. Well, she's the one that was like put it in my trunk. And he's like, yeah, put it in my trunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it has been forever since I've seen that because now that I'm approaching 40, I think I'm good. I'm no longer a virgin. I can say that.
I think everybody knows Elizabeth Banks from something different because the first thing I ever saw Elizabeth Banks in wasn't even a comedy. I mean, I guess it kind of was, but it was Slither. And she did an amazing job as
with Nathan Fillion, right?
James
Gunn directed it,
and Lloyd Kaufman does a cameo,
and
is it who's
I own that on DVD?
Boom. It's Henry the serial killer is the husband, what's his name?
Oh. Merle.
Merle.
Michael Rooker. Sorry, yeah. Michael Rooker.
He's the husband, right?
Yeah, he's the husband.
Yeah.
I think, isn't his name Lance?
Wow.
I think his name's Lance in the movie, right?
I feel attacked.
I don't remember, but I just remember, like, really enjoying that she did the drama really well. And, you know, Slither has kind of funny parts, and she did the funny parts really well. She's an amazing actress. You know, Zach and Miri, everybody loves Zach and Miri. And then the other thing that I remember her for is, I mean, of course, she's the announcer in Pitch Perfect, in the Pitch Perfect series. But she was a really good Rita Repulsa in Power Rangers.
Yes, she was.
I'm very sad that they're not going to make a second one to that.
Did you see the Netflix scenario? They actually have the old cast.
Yeah.
Older. Like, they did like a whole, like, not a revamp, but I guess kind of like a revamp.
Yeah, it's just like Power Rangers. A new movie. Yeah. Adam watched it. He watched it without me, so I didn't see it. But she was also in Brightburn. So it's funny because I tend to like, even though she is funny and I like her in her comedic roles, I like her dramatic movies like Brightburn and Slither. And
Brightburn is good. Yeah. What was My Brother's an Idiot? She's in that one too, I think, with Paul Rudd. That's like a drama. They market it as a comedy. I think Zooey Deschanel is.
Oh yeah.
The lesbian sister, but then she sleeps with a guy with Rashida Jones. I don't know. It's a whole thing. Anyways, it's supposed to be funny, but when you watch it, you're like, oh my God, this is so sad. This is so yeah, she's really good in everything she does. I think that she's just very adaptable. She's got that look to her that, you know, she's like the everyday American girl, but she can also be like slutted up and she can play all of these different types of roles, like Rita, for example.
Yeah.
For our granny panties. So yeah. Granny panties, like my favorite. So, you know, kudos to you, Elizabeth Banks, because I think this was actually really good. Like, I think this is a brave choice because, like, not a lot of people would do like a creature feature.
Yeah. I was
especially
reading
a woman.
Yeah, I was reading an article that they interviewed her before this movie came out, and they were like, why did you agree to do this or something? And I might be paraphrasing, but it was something like, she made Charlie's Angels, which was a flop. She made, but before that, she made Pitch Perfect 3, or she directed Pitch Perfect 3. And it was like, I don't know if it was considered a flop, but it wasn't like something amazing.
Well, comparatively to the other two, I don't think it was like, oh my God. But I mean, at the same time, it wasn't horrible.
Yeah. And so she decided
to watch Pitch Perfect 3.
I have a lot of women in my life. And gaming in my life.
It's so okay, like, Lance. You don't have to defend yourself against
it. Justify my Pitch Perfect love.
I know.
Yeah.
She's a monster. I know.
I know I don't look the part for someone who likes Pitch Perfect.
Oh my God. Anyway.
But she decided to put her, she was like, I put literally everything I have into cocaine bear because this is my last shot to do it. Like, this is my last shot to kind of prove that, you know,
it did well, right? Like, it did, like, money-wise, it did.
Yeah, like, okay, so let's just talk about that really quick. The budget was 30 to 35 million. It made 88 million.
Yeah, dude, that's super success for Hollywood, at least anyways for a movie you don't think it's going to do shit.
Well, yeah, and I think was it rated R? What was it rated?
Yeah,
it's okay. It's very brutal.
Yeah, PG-13 it may have made a little bit more based on like the teenagers going to see it, but I don't know. I can't really speculate on that. But I think, just the title alone.
Well, marketing for it, I think, did really well, like, in the sense of like just who they knew that was going to be, if you were going to watch this fucking movie. It's like,
yeah.
Let's just make sure everybody absolutely knows there's a lot of coke in this scenario and a bear. Yes.
Well, that too. I mean, because in other countries they call it crazy bear.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, to make it more accessible, I assume.
Yeah.
Right. Which is why, because I was doing my notes on this and it was after school hours, but I was doing my notes on it at school and I was on the Wi-Fi and I'm like, I don't think I should write cocaine on anything.
I know. I thought about that too. And I was looking it up at work and I was like, my work's going to get pinged with me searching cocaine bear by just the cocaine.
Cocaine's the main function of what that you're looking up.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it came out February of 2023 this year. So I think, you know, the beginning of this year actually had a solid run of films that came out even up until now. Like, I think we're doing pretty well so far.
What movies did it come up against?
So the competition for that month was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Shit.
80 for Brady. Jane Fonda. Knock at the Cabin, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Blood and Honey. So those, that, you know, for February, that was the competition, like the bigger films. And obviously, like, the only other horror film would be Blood and Honey, but I think that went, oh, well, that was like a limited theatrical release. So
yeah, it wasn't everywhere, right?
No, no.
Well, it went up against Knock at the Cabin, which is considered a horror movie, but I didn't,
yeah,
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh,
yeah, I
saw, did you see it?
No, I don't watch, oh, that gay shit.
I cried my eyes out. I did not want to watch that movie. Like, no. Dan wanted to see it so badly, and I go, I'm gonna fucking cry. And what did I do? I cried. And I, yeah, hate crying in my horror movies. So.
You're like, I'm gonna call this out now before everybody calls me out on it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mikey hates that gay shit. So.
Well, it's based off a book.
Reiterate.
It's based off of a book, and I know what happens in the book because the horror book community talks about it a lot. And no. I was like, I don't want to see that. A gay couple and their adoptive daughter getting terrorized in the woods and one of them has to die. That sounds a little bit too much like my situation.
I know, that's true. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and opt out of that movie.
That's hitting a little too close to home. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing. It's like, I was talking to, because Braga, like, I was, you know, everyone, my best friend Braga, I was with him and I was talking to him about it. And he's like, you know what? I would just fuck everybody. I would just let everybody die. I'm not picking who's going to die. Fuck them. And I said, you're absolutely right. I'm not fucking killing my partner. Like,
yeah,
let everybody die. We'll just walk the earth. It's totally fine.
It's, yeah, totally fine. It's like, hey, we're all going to go down together.
I mean, we're all going to die someday. So who fucking cares? Yeah. You're going to have to go sooner than later.
Bye. The weird part about that is when you have to worry about that other person's not thinking that way.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you have to murder them just because they aren't thinking that way.
Well, we know who Lance is.
I'm not saying I would kill somebody, but
Lance is trying to say he's the top, so. Ooh, yeah.
And maybe.
Okay. Anyway, so moving on along. All right, from Knock at the Cabin. But the rest of the year that we've had, I mean, we talked about this last week because we're so early in the year so talking about any of the competition for anything new. It's the same shit. You know, The Pope's Exorcist, which I heard was shit. So I don't know if that's any good. But, I mean, Russell Crowe is in it. And I feel like, why would he be in, like, a horror movie that all of us would enjoy? Right? I don't know.
I'm just not into exorcism movies. They're all the same to me.
I like some of the... at least the showings of, like, some of the CGI scenarios that didn't look bad in the sense of, like, the eyes.
The CGI didn't look bad.
Well, no. The scene where, like, they had where you can see the actual human's eye and then the creature's eye kind of moves to the side. I was like, okay, that looks kind of sick to some degree. But, like, at this show on a trailer, you're always going to get the best of the movie most times.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you may not even see it. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it might be just to lure you in.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But I just find that they're all very formulaic. It's like, okay, we all know what's going to happen. Like, never mind. It's a spoiler. I was going to say the last one that I enjoyed was, but it's a spoiler if I tell you because you don't know it's a possession moving to the end. Never mind.
Or
is it a new movie? Because if it's a movie that we've already, like, everyone should have seen already, then it's okay. I think you've spoiled it.
It's not like that old, but if you've seen the GIF and if you've seen the movie, it's the one where a person is deep throating someone's head.
Oh shit, that's awesome. Sorry.
Oh, okay, all right, okay, fine, I won't say it. All right, anyways, rest of the year we had Renfield, which I adored. And Mikey, you never told me how you felt about it.
That was great.
Okay. Jenna, no, I love you.
Yeah, Virginia, Carol. Yay. I sent her a video clip of me watching it during one of her parts. And all I said was, oh, work, bitch. And
I love her.
I know. Me too.
She's the best. We have to get her back on.
We will.
Okay. And then we have Scream 6, which I just watched.
I watched part of it.
It was okay. It was fun, but I don't know if I'm not, like, in a rush to watch it again.
It was brutal. I did like the kills, but unnecessary. And unnecessary for Gail to be there. Like, if I have to watch her get slapped one more time, that's such a fucking tired ass trope. Who gives a shit? Just let the new characters come.
Yeah.
She's the last one that hasn't been killed off, or is it just her and Neve Campbell?
Well, Neve Campbell's still here, but she didn't come back to the movie because they wouldn't pay her, and rightfully so. You got all these little shithead kids running around this movie, and you can't pay Neve Campbell her due? Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
So why have Gale come back? Like, what was the purpose of that?
I think it was just to satisfy having a legacy character there. I liked Gale.
Well, they put the stupid ass Kirby. I thought that was just his legacy. Fuck it. When she turned around that chair, I was texting all the guys and I said, you know what? I fucking hate this movie now. So fuck that. The best part about it at the beginning was like, oh my God, Samara Weaving's in this. And it's like, yeah, I read about it. I'm like, and then I'm like, I realized at the beginning she's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, but I love her. So I was really happy to have her. And then you ruin it with Kirby.
I mean, it was kind of cool in the weird misleading scenarios of the beginning part of it with, like, the whole killer type deal.
Oh, yeah, with the stupid-ass kid. When they showed the face, I knew immediately that, yes, he killed her, but he is not the killer. This is not my first rodeo.
I thought it was the weakest opening of the series.
Mm. It came off too trying, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. It was
like you knew you wanted to have to like beat every other opening. So then you're like, ooh, what can we do extra to make it like... Yeah.
So you show the face.
Yeah. Every movie up until this one has had like a very like, that's the opening of that one. That's the opening of this one. And the last one, even though it's kind of a rehash of the first one, the biggest thing is that Jenna lived. And so you're like, oh, cool. Like that was new. And even like a small detail like that makes it stand out as the girl from the beginning is actually lives this time. And then this one, I was like, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't here for it. I don't really care for the new characters, but maybe that's just me being an old lady and caring about the old ones. I do like the twins. They're a lot of fun, but I don't like the fact that they did the whole Dewey thing with him at the end, the brother.
Twice.
Oh, he's so cute, by the way. Yeah, exactly. So twice. So he's like the new Dewey, even though he's Randy's nephew.
Yeah.
Make it make sense. Anyway. So, okay, this is just me ranting. All right, we're done with Scream 6. So what else came out? Swallowed.
I haven't seen that yet. No. Me neither.
Horror Queers keeps talking about it. I wonder why. Mean Spirited, They Wait in Dark, Fear, Beau is Afraid, The Boogeyman, The Blackening, and Sick. Did I say Sick?
No, you didn't say Sick, but The Blackening and Boogeyman haven't come out yet.
Blackening looks funny and amazing on its own. Like, I watched that like that trailer, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. Because it's like basically just like Saw, but with black people doing the best go fuck yourself with all your stupid black horror faux pas or whatever.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It was good. Yeah, I'm excited about it, but we'll have to do that one on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was directed by Elizabeth Banks, but it was written by Jimmy Warden. It is loosely based on true events. And actually, the guy dying out of the plane at the beginning of Cocaine Bear, that really happened. Like, his parachute was faulty, and he died on his way down.
In the documentary, he's the main story of the documentary. It's not even anything about the bear in the documentary, like the real story. And he's only 2 seconds in the actual movie.
Yeah. His name is actually Andrew C. Thornton II. He's a former narcotics officer and convicted drug smuggler. So, you know, this was his life.
Good there you go. Him.
He died doing what he loves.
What was it?
Any of us could say we could do that.
I think the actor who played him in the short scene of him dancing like an awesome madman in the plane, I think it's actually played by the same guy who plays Perry Mason in the Perry Mason show off of HBO Max.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't watch it. Yeah,
that sounds really
heteronormative.
But he's British.
Oh my gosh. Well, one of my favorite things about the film, though, is that this happened in 1985, and they actually set the film in 1985. So Kerry Russell's tracksuit was everything.
I know. But I love that they don't actually tell you. Like, you just know by the aesthetic and the music and the clothes. It doesn't have, like, a 1985. It just goes with it. And I really liked it because it was dope. And the score was amazing.
Yeah. I was going to say the music in the background, like, constantly. You're like, oh, no, you're in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. And, like, and that's what we need. We need, like, I think, and I'm really glad that they did that because they could have set it in today. But I always say this, if you're going to have a horror movie, you've got to stop setting the modern day time, because I feel like the cell phone like kind of just ruins everything for you, yeah. Right? Like you can get out of pretty much any situation because you always have service. Like don't say you don't have service. Where do you not have service in this entire
movie? What's that joke? It's like pretty much if you put a cell phone in any old school movie, they pretty much solve it in like 2 seconds.
Exactly. So like if you set the shit back even in the 90s, like it's just more of a story and it just makes better sense. So I'm really happy they
I want to see a horror movie just like, based in beepers.
Do I just press this up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. So, yeah, it's about a black bear. And that was the thing. So I don't know if you guys know this, but we just had a tragedy last week with a black bear that was running around Maitland and somebody hit it and it ran, you know, it died.
Yeah.
So we have a really bad, like, black bear, like, issue, especially in Maitland area. Right?
Is that in Florida?
Maitland? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not very far from Orlando. It's like, that's where you work.
Maitland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's like,
right? You don't see any black bears walking down the street ever?
No. Also, I didn't know they can climb trees.
Oh,
my God.
I had to Google it.
Yes. Like, when I watched that, I was like, can they climb trees?
One of the best things about this movie is it's equal parts comedy and horror brutality, because you know when you have a horror comedy usually it's either one, like it goes more to horror, it goes more to comedy, but this is like perfectly in the middle because this movie made me laugh. But also while I don't think it's scary, I mean I guess it kind of is, because like a bear could fuck you up.
I think the knowledge of it, you know what I mean, like that's what you're saying, like it's the knowledge that they can kill you in a tree.
Yeah. But there were so many lines like the, you're safe up here. Bears can't climb trees. Even though it was in the trailer, it still makes me laugh when he's like, of course they can.
Yeah. And that is Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Our Modern Family.
I did not even know that until after I finished watching it. I was like, oh, I saw Jesse Tyler Ferguson's name in it. Who was he? And then I was like, oh shit, he was that guy the whole time.
Oh, me neither. I saw him, like, it's Mitchell. I was so excited.
I didn't know it was him. And then when the little boy is stuck in the tree and the park ranger is like, little girl, I'm gonna need you to get down from there. It's just, there's so many funny parts, but also like, so most funny parts, I will say, is her name Margot something or other, the actress who
Margot
plays
Martindale.
Oh, is that the ranger?
Ranger Liz.
Oh, the ranger is hilarious.
Yeah, she. I loved her. I wish like that she was in more of the movie, but like when you get to her and the young boys, but then it's the ambulance people. Like that whole scene is really fucked up and gross.
I know.
For a good like 20 minutes. But yeah, like, oh, she was so good.
One of the ambulance people, I was told, I think my brother was telling me, like, he's an actual TikTok star.
Yeah, the ambulance guy.
Yeah. I can't remember.
He's a comedian. Yeah, he's a comedian on TikTok. But yeah, because I didn't know who he was either, but I saw articles that were like, so-and-so makes it on Cocaine Bear. But you know, they did well.
We do have a TikTok /pod on TikTok. Like, subscribe.
Just in case.
Well, nobody's ever on it, so I don't know if people know that we have a TikTok.
But yeah, and then overall, like the bear itself, there's parts where I was like, oh, I wish it looked a little better than that. But they did something to its face when it was like in binge mode that I was like, it looks really scary. Like in the beginning when the couple from there, you're from Europe somewhere, but their names are Olaf and Elsa, two Frozen characters.
So that's like Finland, right? What is that?
I don't know.
It's in
Austria.
Where is the ride in Epcot? It is in Sweden.
Okay.
Is it Sweden? I don't know. That's where it is. That's where the ride is in Epcot, everybody. So yeah, come to Florida.
Well, they're from somewhere in that area. And when the girl's looking at the bear through the binoculars, or the guy, one of them is looking at the bear, and the bear just like stands up and has this look on its face, I was like, oh, that's actually kind of scary.
And I cannot believe what happens.
Oh, when he takes the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the husband is like fucking useless. Like,
Well, I mean, at that part.
I mean, a female attacks another female.
No. Yeah, let him work it out. Let him work it out.
Like, she literally jumps over him to attack the further fucking person in that situation.
Well, whatever. And then later she comes back. I can't remember.
He doesn't live the whole time.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. And which is actually Tormund from Game of Thrones, ladies and gentlemen. So that was cute that he's in this. You know, good for him.
They had a good amount of star-studded people in this.
We have Carrie Russell, our Felicity.
Yeah.
Carrie Russell. We've got Jesse Tyler Ferguson. We've got Ice Cube's son. We've got, I forget his name, O'Shea Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it was a pretty good cast. Like, Ray Liotta. Mm-hmm. Ray Liotta's last.
Second to last
movie. Because apparently I was mansplained that Leona died on a different movie set.
I wouldn't say it was mansplained. It was just more like it could have happened.
Oh, wow. Are you mansplaining right now?
Oh, he is.
He's a mansplainer. Damn it.
So mansplainception.
if I got to go Thanos versions of this, yes.
To have Ray Liotta in it, it's just like, it's just fun. Like, he's so fun, and then he turns out to be a big dick at the end. Like, I really liked him throughout the movie. I don't think it was bad.
What was the cop? The one cop was actually from
Isaiah Whitlock.
No. Is that the one from the comedy sketch thing? Noah.
There's only two cops, a woman and a man.
The man. He's on Noah's. Travis Noah.
Trevor.
Noah. Oh, Trevor Noah. Noah.
Trevor Noah. You don't know who Trevor Noah is?
No. But what's the show? It's
The Daily Report.
Yeah. He's one of those reporters. He's funny as all hell.
Okay. Well, oh my now God. We just.
Lance, you're gonna get us canceled, Lance.
Oh, Lance. That's a shame.
I feel like it's ironic.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? However, there's just a lot of really cute subplots, like the guy with the police guy with his dog that like the dog doesn't play, and the two kids going out to like paint the waterfall, whatever the fuck that means. And then we have Felicity looking for her kids, and which always this always like makes me think, like, because you know, before she finds her daughter, she finds the daughter's friend up in the tree thinking bears can't climb trees, which he's the little boy. I haven't watched it, but if you see that on Netflix called Sweet Tooth, the little boy with the deer ears, that's
him. I started watching the second season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know it was him. I kind of, now it makes more sense.
Yeah, it's him, but like with the accent of Jason, our co-host. But that's how Jason's son's gonna
fart.
Wow.
but yeah, so she finds him and she's like trying to help him, and in my head I'm like, how far would you go to save someone else's kid?
Well, she did tell him that she loved him too at the end, and you know, I get it, because like I love my kids. They're not my kids, but I love them. So
I think it's insinuated that he has like a deadbeat dad, and so I think that's why she like knows she has to take over.
Well, that's why he knows how to eat heroin or cocaine.
He was like, I wonder if my dad's done cocaine. The little girl was like, your dad has definitely done cocaine.
Well, they are in Georgia, so you know, they're in the deep south, I guess. So
yes, but yeah, and then it just, the movie goes by real quick.
Yeah.
I had to pause it to do something, and I was like, I forgot. I was like, I wonder how much time I have left. And then I paused it, and it was already halfway done. I was like, I feel like I just started it. So it goes by really quickly. It's very entertaining. And then, of course, there's a bear that's killing people because it wants cocaine. And then it comes down from the cocaine and passes out. But the characters are all funny. From like, you have a lot of them. You have like the character from the kid, the little punk guy.
Oh my God.
Oh, the little crew of people who like mostly maybe die.
Yeah.
That she shoots them in the head.
Oh my God.
Yes.
How many accidental deaths happened?
I know, it was friendly fire.
Well, it's like sometimes, I know, right? The bear would probably has the least amount of kills in the movie.
I'm still like on the bear side even after all of this.
Well, that was something that also is like that I was kind of surprised about, is I didn't ever feel like the bear was actually a villain in the movie. Mm-hmm. It was just a bear that happened to ingest cocaine because people threw it in the woods. Because, spoiler alert, everybody, the bear doesn't die at the end. And I wasn't mad about it.
No.
Like, yeah. You know, she has cubs. Ray Liotta's really mean to the cubs. And then, you know, I don't.
Them.
Yeah. And
I was so upset.
She literally was like, I can't watch anymore. Yeah. Got kids, I was like, oh, okay. That's your line.
Yeah.
You know,
it is very much, you know, Mama Bear versus Carrie Russell as Mama Bear, even though they don't really go against each other. But, you know, they're just two moms trying to save their kids at the end. And so
I love the power up, though. The power up.
Oh, I know.
The coke flies down. And like it's like boom. Oh, yep. Like I just got like the extra power to destroy you, Ray Liotta.
Maybe we have our next Marvel superhero.
I don't know. Oh, but then she guts them. I love it.
Oh, like a pinata.
Oh, yeah, of course he has to die.
Intestines out.
Yeah, he has to die super extra bad.
And then they just kick him off the cliff like it's nothing. Lamb.
I know.
The cubs helped too. Like it wasn't like, oh, let's pull out his guts.
I know. Yeah. That was cute. I like that part. That was fun. That was a good part. Anyway.
Yeah, but I actually ended up enjoying this a lot more than I thought I was going to when I first saw it. I mean, I also enjoyed it now, but when I first saw it, I was like, eh, maybe it'll be fun, whatever. But I actually really enjoyed it, and I hope Elizabeth Banks sticks with this genre, not horror, but like horror comedy specifically, because if she's responsible for making it horror, like as brutal and gory as it was and as funny as it was, I think she may have found like her niche, and I'm here for it.
I'm just saying, maybe Evil Dead, the next movie.
Well, I'm tagging her in this episode because Elizabeth, we love you. We want more of you.
Yes.
Please do this.
Elizabeth Banks. Lance, for the first time in his life, has made a convincing argument. You are what's needed to save the Evil Dead franchise, because even though I'm not a big fan of Evil Dead 2, I like the more serious ones, but if they were to traverse into the Evil Dead 2 territory, she could probably do it.
Yeah, like make it serious enough, but yet comedic enough at points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit me up, Beth. We'll talk.
Beth. Oh, wasn't she Beth in Role Models? No, that wasn't her.
I can't remember.
Oh my God.
Is she in Role Models?
Elizabeth, I love you. If you were in Role Models, great. If you're not, and I'm thinking of somebody else.
I thought you were great in Crank.
Okay, so he remembers that, but he can't remember Role Models. Like, how old is Crank? All right, Role Models. We're going to look
for 2006. Hang on.
The Jason Statham movie. Jason Statham is my daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually really cute in that movie, yeah.
I'm just saying, that scene with him in Chinatown.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But
Elizabeth Banks, and she played Beth. Okay, I wasn't crazy. I hate all of you. Anyways.
I've only seen Role Models once. It was funny, but I haven't seen it again.
You know what? It's actually streaming, I think, on Hulu right now. So if you want to watch it. I actually saw that the other day. I'm like, because people LARP down at the little park on Washington.
Bravo's.
I always see people LARPing down there. And every time I see them, I'm like, oh, it's like Role Models. Have fun. Anyway, but it's coming up to the end of the hour and I have to pee. So we need to move.
Got a motor.
Right? Yeah. No, it's like almost 5 and we started at 3:30. So I think we're good. Anything else we want to say? So did we all like it? I think we came to a consensus.
I do like it. However, Elizabeth, as you're listening, I've heard rumors that you're thinking of a sequel and you may have joked or something about a cocaine shark. I'm going to advise against that because that sounds too sci-fi channel. Too many shark movies. Let's again, when you message me about Evil Dead 2, we will discuss other possible creatures that you could enhance with cocaine.
Mikey will lend his services.
Yeah, no more tornado sharks or whatever it is.
No, maybe watch that fucking, what was it?
Oh, Julie sharks. Swim. No, Swim? Yeah, Swim.
Yeah, oh, that was terrible. Anyway, to be original, yay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so no, I thought it was good. I liked it. I had a great time.
Oh, I did too. It's going to be in my personal collection when I always wait for them to come up with like a cool DVD cover and then I'll buy it.
Okay. And Lance, did you like it?
Yeah, no, it was super entertaining. It was awesome in the sense that it had a multiple of layers of different like emotional scenarios from the mom's standard factor of it, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's trying to save somebody. The son trying to save himself his friend trying to help him, you know, come to terms with his broken relationship. You know, a lot of different things. I mean, honestly, if you really thought it, it was like, oh yeah, there's a lot of layers to this movie. Yeah. So it was really cool in the end run, and everybody kind of came with a climactic end.
Perfect. For you, man.
Yeah, there it is.
That was very good.
Words.
Okay. Yeah, no, and my laptop's about to die, so we really need to go. Mm. Anyway, I do have my plug, but Mikey.
What?
Where can you support us monetarily and buy your dental dams and your thongs signed by Mikey Manchot himself?
If you want to purchase items with the Slashers podcast logo that range from coffee cans to dental dams, you can feel free to go to slasherspod.redbubble.com. You can also find a nice promo video of me and Doug at the gym modeling our Goonie tank tops together at the gym. So,
yeah.
I'm not responsible for any unsolicited boners that may occur when you watch such video. Sorry, Lance.
Whoop, whoop. I mean, it's already happening.
Yeah. Yay. He's already getting excited. Yay. And if you want to support us monetarily in other ways or just to give us money, go to patreon.com/slasherspod, because apparently we're just paying Jake now. kidding. When I figure out how to switch it, it'll go towards the Zoom that we've been paying for. So, and then go ahead and follow us on
the social medias.
Follow us on Instagram at slasherspod or our Mutant Goons page at Mutant Goons from Beyond. Same thing on Facebook if you're still on the Boomer Book. And if you want to follow us individually, you can follow me at Pathologically ADE. You can follow Mikey at Horror in a Half Shell, or you can follow Lance at Zombie Versus Hate. Just make sure you don't cancel him.
Oh, no, we love Lance.
We love Lance. So you go ahead and follow him, or you can follow Doug and support him on B-Movie TV at Doug Bizarro. And Jason doesn't check his shit, so you can follow him, but he doesn't care. And then we have Austin. We love Austin. He's supposed to be here with us today, but he's not, but we'll still plug Frightmares Podcast because he is a Floridian like Lance and me, and a Southern person like Mikey, Jason, Lance, and me. And so here we are. Yay. Oh, yay. There's more South people than there are California people now.
Oh.
Isn't that hilarious? Yay. Oh, and Hispanic. Oh, yes. Lance is Puerto Rican, even though he doesn't look it. Oh. Yay. Okay.
That's true.
Very nice.
There you go. Oh, yes, he can join our, what did we call with me?
Tres leches.
My tres leches. Oh, no. Something that won't work because he can't be a cuatro leches. So, anyways. we do need to go. So on behalf of Mikey, Lance, and myself, we had a great time with Cocaine Bear. Stick around for the rest of the month. We got a lot of good things coming from you. It's not just a bunch of niche trauma and full moon stuff. We actually have things that you might actually know. So with that, goodbye and good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Taco flavored kisses.
Hello, Ben. Oh. How you doing, Ben?
I hate both of you.